said, hey, hey, how you doing? Time for a brand new day. Get up, get out, let's get happy. Start your day with Cliff, Owen, and Gabby.
The bushfires down south have really made international news. There's been so much devastation that there's been reporters from all over the world coming to Australia to report on what has been happening here. And even though it is a really hard time for a lot of Aussies, it's the Australian way to take advantage of any situation if you can get a joke out of it. If you can get a bit of a laugh.
It's the Australian way.
It is.
To take the piss out of foreigners who don't really understand our country.
And even in these dire times, we still find those moments. Because there was an ITV News Asia correspondent by the name of Debbie Edward who came to Australia. She's Scottish. And she went to Kangaroo Island where the fires have been pretty bad. But there's also a really big koala population on Kangaroo Island down in South Australia. And her Australian TV crew decided to play the age-old joke of a drop bear on poor Deb. So before...
Not a real animal.
Not a real animal.
This has been around forever.
No, it
Watch
has.
The drop bears. They fall from the sky. They'll get you.
And they'll
savage
you. Exactly. And so while they were kitting her up in what looks like dirt bike attire, like the full armour you'd wear dirt bike riding, the glasses, like the goggles, the boots, the gloves, the full protective chest gear.
That's ridiculous.
While they're decking her out in that, this is how he explained to her what a drop bear is.
Drop bears are a close cousin of the koala, but they're actually really vicious. So it's sort of like a dingo and a normal domestic dog. They're bigger, they've got longer claws. They've actually got really small fangs. And the interesting thing about the fangs is they have a really mild venom. It's not like a snake venom that can make you really sick, but it just causes
a lot
of really local irritation.
I only saw the photo. I haven't heard the guy speak or the video.
So that was the explanation. And he was saying, you know, close brother to the koala. So when they pulled out an actual koala, she was like, oh, yeah, they look really similar. And they're like, yeah, right. And so they got her to hold this koala who was so cuddly and beautiful. Yeah. And she's standing
there.
She's
got the goggles on, all the protective gear.
And she's standing there going, I'm trying not to be worried because I know they can smell your fear. And so she's trying to keep really calm. But then the guys filming started going, oh, my God, he's doing it. Oh, my God, he's doing it. And she couldn't hack it any longer.
Okay.
Now take it off.
Please take it off me.
Yep. Okay. It's all right.
It wasn't until they gave the koala a big cuddle in the end, they went, good boy. And she was like, you got me.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Right now, to the people out there with not green, what's the opposite of a green thumb?
A brown thumb?
No thumbs.
Not a brown thumb. That sounds really bad.
Where have you been sticking that thumb? I do not have a green thumb, and I was reminded of that this morning. A guy's gone like viral on Twitter. Because he bought a fern and he put it in his living room and he just kept watering it, and all of a sudden it's completely taken over the living room to the point where people are like, that's not your house anymore. The fern just lets you live in it.
Yes.
You know, put a bone in your hair. You're George of the Jungle now.
Start paying rent to that thing.
The fern owns the place. And it reminds me of the time I tried to grow a herb garden, but I put mint in with the other herbs. Eventually the mint drowned out all the other herbs and then even started sprouting up in the grass.
So
in
crazy.
In the backyard.
My dad did the same with a pumpkin plant. He wanted pumpkins but didn't realise the vine would turn into this crazy weed taking over everything.
Wanted pumpkins, also wanted his backyard.
Yes.
Can I have both?
No.
No. But 13, 12, 16, Kylie is here. Has this happened before, Kylie? Like you instantly try to plant a plant and next minute it takes over your life?
Mm-hmm. My husband planted a choco on the back fence, and it's a big back fence. Well, it's not only taking over the back fence, it's coming over the house and trying to choke everything else we own.
So is that like a vine?
It is like a vine, and it's got tentacles, and it just grabs onto anything.
Oh, my God. Chocos are like a vegetable, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. They're a vegetable.
What do you do with them, Kylie? What do you do with
you
the chocos?
Eat them. You eat them. You just steam them and eat them. They're beautiful.
What are they? What do they taste like?
They're a bit like a squash.
Oh,
right. A bit like a squash. Yeah, okay. Not a lot of taste, but I love them. Old country girl, I love them.
Yeah. Is it worth taking over your entire house?
Oh, well, we just have to get the bloody whippersnipper out and cut him.
He's smiling, trying to get the machete out, trying to get through the front door.
Get Up with Cliff Owen Gabby
on Hit 103.1.
Spandex on last night?
Yeah, you know I did. Yeah. I had the G-string leotard and tights all in neon colours.
There's a picture, Townsville.
No, I did not. However, I did do my first day at my 12-week fitness challenge at the fitness game. So last night was obviously the fitness test so that we know where we are at the start of the challenge and we can compare to where we are at the end of the challenge. Makes sense. So
yeah. If you're not across the fitness games, it's kind of like games turned into exercise. So
the one
you
that I did
across is when you did your anti-exercise.
Exactly. I did this for anti-exercise last year, and there's a video up on our Facebook page, Hit 103.1 Townsville, of Monopoly, but for exercising. So you'd roll the dice and you'd go to whatever the dice roll was, and it could be squat square or tricep street or crunch circuit or things like that. And you could buy properties and stuff too. It was so much fun. So I decided to sign up for the 12-week challenge. And the fitness test, I was really nervous about it because I haven't done anything over the Christmas period at all. And I knew that my fitness would be at a pretty low point. So I was really like stress sweating before I even started moving last night. And when I got there, I looked, I was like, oh my God, we're doing the beep test, aren't we? And I was having these mad flashbacks of high school and being really unfit and laughed at. So it wasn't a great time. But I now know my base level of fitness. So we're good to go up from here. The other challenge we had to do in terms of fitness testing was it's kind of like the beep test for push-ups and sit-ups. And so
it's
like constant beeps and it goes to 100 beeps, which no one got to. But you have to do a push-up or a sit-up on the beep. And
each beep.
You count how many you can do.
They get faster.
No, just same space of beeps, but it's just how many you can do.
Right. It's the running beep test that gets faster.
Exactly.
Right, okay.
So with the push-ups, had to do it on our toes, not on our knees, like a lady push-up.
Yeah.
And I got 1.5, and then
well done.
Face planted.
Well, you've only got to get 3 now to double your start point. So
exactly. That's
impressive.
And then if I wasn't embarrassed enough that I could barely do 1.5 push-ups, we were doing the crunch test or the sit-up test. And you have to lie on your back. You're not allowed to use your arms to swing. You're not allowed any momentum. And you just have to, like, roll up and use your abs only. And I got to about 5 when I was using so much effort and energy that a fart escaped. And I think
were you close to other members of the group at this point in time?
Oh, yeah, we're all
sitting in a circle. You're right. We've all been there.
Well, and if you haven't been there, you've at least been worried that it was going to happen at some point. Because when you're doing exercise, like, you are using a lot of force and sometimes things can be forced out. And everyone's trying to continue doing their sit-ups to continue the fitness test, but they're laughing at the same time, and I was too. And laughing while trying to do a sit-up is really hard.
I mean,
so I think I've ruined the fitness test for everyone.
Well, the good thing is you can only go up from here in literally your results and the first impression.
My reputation can only improve
from this point.
Get Up with Cliff Owen Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Yesterday we met a local dude, 15-year-old kid by the name of Corey.
Mm.
Now, if you haven't heard of Corey, he was kind of everywhere, all over social media and all over the news and everything yesterday, because he was fishing off the strand, like fishing jetty yesterday, when he saw a turtle floating kind of upside down, like in trouble. And generally, if you see a turtle doing that, they're going to drown.
Yeah.
And it's not good news.
Something's going wrong.
So he jumped in to save it when all of a sudden a 2-meter crocodile appears out of nowhere and like chomps up half of the turtle while it's still in his hands.
How scary.
This is him talking about how scary it was.
I was a bit scared when it happened. I was holding the turtle and then the croc just came up and ate it out of my hands.
Bit of a freak occurrence.
Totally.
And in like 10 plus years living in the north, I have never heard of an encounter with a crocodile this close on the strand.
Well, yeah, we always hear of, you know, sightings of crocs passing the strand, but Yeah, never an actual attack.
An encounter. And even then, when you say always, like, it might happen a couple of times a year. Like,
if that,
it's not
a
weekly thing,
no,
you know?
Or a daily thing, no.
But, you know, yeah, hey, we live in North Queensland. The Strand is a waterway. Mm. It's not crazy that there may be a crocodile in there. But one thing I do notice whenever we do have a crocodile sighting, particularly on the Strands, you hear from the catter party. Mm-hmm. Now, I reckon, like, Bob Catter, the Catters, they remind me a little bit of the Looney Tune Yosemite Sam. You know, the... The angry cowboy with a big hat.
Who's always trying to go after Bugs Bunny? Is that
the
guy?
I think so, yeah. He's always got a big gun. Mm. And that reminds me a lot of Bob Catter. He wasn't in town yesterday, but Nick D'Amato was, who's a Catter member for Hinchinbrook. And he's come out and he's pretty much slammed the state government, going their policy on crocodiles is not working. The current state government is putting crocodiles before people. And he said he stands by the Catter's policy of allowing the culling of dangerous crocodiles. So essentially they want to kill off crocodiles in a controlled kind of environment.
Mm.
But I am one of those people going, really?
I feel like that's...
You kill a croc for doing what a croc does?
Yeah, that's really extreme.
Space?
It's just, you know, swimming through the water where it lives. If we want to swim in that water, like, we have to be aware that we're sharing that space because that's their home.
Mm.
So, yeah, that's really extreme.
Seems
especially when there hasn't
there.
Been an attack or anything.
I'm not aware of an attack ever on the Strands. What I do love, though, is the quote, though, that, you know, the Catter's policy that will only allow the culling of dangerous crocodiles. How do they determine that?
How do they determine
Come
that?
Come here, we need to have a word. Are you going to eat humans? Yes, no, maybe. I don't know.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Finally took the decorations down, the Christmas decorations down, just the other day. And after doing so, had to do a big vacuum, as you do, because all the fake pine needles go everywhere. So we pulled the couch away from the wall to give a really good vacuum in the house. And we found that my dog bear, little Chihuahua bear, had smeared dog poo all over the wall. He must have had a bit of a tummy issue, and he's got long fur, so sometimes if he has bad poos, it gets stuck in the fur, and he's gone behind the couch and used the wall as toilet paper.
What did you do? paper towel and spray and wipe?
We spray and wiped it and left that for about an hour to really disinfect it and
How big of
melt
a surface
off.
Area?
It was probably about 30 centimetres long, but it was about 4 or 5 smears. Like, he'd gone back and forth. It's like he was a bear scratching his back on a tree. Like, he was just rubbing his butt up against that wall.
See, you see a wall, he sees Kleenex.
He sees toilet paper.
He sees that sorbent to him.
It was white.
But it had, look, similar thing happened to us with our family dog growing up, Miska. She passed away now. She was a little dog too. She was a Shih Tzu Maltese poodle. Three-way kind of cross dog. Beautiful little dog. But she used to bury pig's ears and then would bring them out like 3 months later. And I didn't realize this at the time, but they don't stay solid.
Nope.
They'll go all wet and just become rotting flesh.
And they stink.
And she would then present them to the family. Like, here's my gift to you. But we think it's a thing. Like a dog or just a pet doing something and then months later
you
kind of presenting
nice
it to you.
Surprise.
Yeah. But 13, 12, 16, Jason's here. Has this happened to you? Like, your pet's done something and then you discover it weeks or months later?
Lizards. My cat has this big thing about lizards, blue tongue lizard, and as much as I try to protect them as much as I can, and it's a good reason, it's to keep your cats inside, but decapitated a lizard's head.
Oh, God!
Yeah.
Oh, and left that's it there. The worst!
But the thing is, they left it on the cat bed, so underneath the cat bed, and I haven't checked the cat bed, they're usually quite tidy, so it was smelling, reeking, and that's when I found it.
And you'd lift the cat bed up, and it'd be like a horror movie. There'd be just this head looking up at you.
Well, the flies were using it as its house, so it was pretty good.
Yeah! Cats are assholes, aren't they? And that's from a cat owner. I hate cats.